Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, cool, and entertaining internet talk radio station. Hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in and being on the couch with me today, because I have a really terrific guest who wrote an amazing book. And it's not only a fascinating story about her life, and, well, she's young. I mean, she's got a lot of life to go here. But I mean, where she's come from, her journey to becoming such a successful person. And you've seen her on television. You've seen her all over on interviews and, of course, magazines. And, of course, you've been into her shops as well, because she's the one of the top entrepreneurs in the country. And we're going to, you know, talk a little bit about her story and her book. And I encourage you all to email me if you'd like to do so. Hooked up to the station here at Straight Talk Doc at gmail.com. If you want to call in and if you have a question, I encourage you to email me, though, because we want to stay on point. But I love you guys, so you can do that as well. So it's 323-203-0815. That's the direct line here into the studio, live on the air. Beautiful Los Angeles area, zip code. All right, 323-203-0815. So the book is called A Mirror and a Prayer. You guys have seen it out there. She's already been talking about it. Gina Rivera, Gina Lee Rivera, as they call her. So she's in the studio live, which is so awesome with me today, because you've seen her on TV. Come on, guys. You've seen her all over. You saw her on Undercover Boss. Remember she was on that, right? On the reality show today. And she's been all over. She's been on so many talk shows, all over. And all the reality show, too, in Phoenix.
Yes.
Right? That's amazing. That's really fun to tune into. I love that. And what's really awesome is we're going to hear about Gina's story and where she's come from and how much she has done to become the founder and president of one of the fastest growing salon companies in the beauty industry. Her company rocketed to the top by opening nearly 250 locations nationwide in just 5 short years. Now, the company employs close to 5,000 salon professionals nationwide. And, of course, Gina is the recipient of multiple awards. She was ranked the number 25th salon franchise in the U.S. by Entrepreneur, I always have a hard time saying that word, magazine, in their 2017 top 500 ranking. And her company has also been recognized by Entrepreneur as the bravest new franchise, breakout star, fastest growing franchise, and largest 200 franchise. She's been featured, like I said, in lots of media outlets. You've seen her, Fashion and Style, Modern Salon, Huffington Post, of course, her own reality series, and you can't forget the apprentice. Not the apprentice. God, you weren't on the Apprentice. You ducked that one. Undercover, but you didn't need that. You got your own thing going on, girl. with over 420,000 Facebook followers and counting, much more by now. Her tip of the week has become wildly popular, providing advice to fans and beauty enthusiasts on succeeding in business and life. And by the way, don't forget to check out her nationwide inspirational stage show. It's called Color Your Life, spelled the British way. C-O-L-O-U-R, Color Your Life. And we'll give you all the information on how you can find out about the shows and pick up Gina's latest book. Without further ado, hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You're lovely.
I feel so blessed to be here. Thank you.
You've done such an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
You rocked it, girl.
Well,
you really have.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed reading your book, guys. It's called A Mirror and a Prayer. It's by Gina Rivera. But you know Gina, just by Gina.
Gina.
She's got just that Gina. Going on. Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, I really love your book because it gave me an idea of a lot of the journeys that you had to go through, just sort of growing up and the difficulties, and which we don't all have those, you know? Yeah. And you've overcome them a lot in your life. And what you've also done in the book is tell your story, but also give advice from those sort of little series journeys in mm-hmm. your life. Tips, understanding, you know, inspirational things, and very spiritual, which I really love about you as well.
Yes, yes, I have a very deep faith, and you know, I like to tie anything from the lessons that I've learned and put them down on paper and share, you know, with everyone else, and hopefully, maybe on that day or that hour, they needed to hear something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from yeah. somebody that they can relate to, or
right.
yeah, I've been going through that too, or yeah, I feel that way, you know, just
wow.
feeling validated. So,
sure.
you know, I just, you can't lose by just sharing what you feel, and, you know, I've enjoyed doing it.
Oh, well, I can tell it's a really good book. And so is there anything or one thing or one person or anything that inspired you to write this book?
Well, actually, Jason, my husband, was really the one that kind of pushed me out there. He's been my rock and has been by my side since the day we met. And I always say he's been my biggest cheerleader. And he, aww. You know, tends to kind of, you know, push me out of the box a bit. But, you know, I was a little reluctant at first. You know, it's kind of,
yeah.
you know, scary when you write a book, because you really have to be able to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to share the world
right.
really about me. And you kind of feel vulnerable and you
yeah.
think, oh, gosh, do I want people to know that about me? But, you know, what's so amazing is that we all have a different walk of life, and we've all made mistakes, and we've all made bad choices, and we've all are just trying to get through life and be the best that we can be. And so, you know, through the years, I also had heard, you know, lots of people and lots of clients that I had in
sure.
my chair that, you know, were struggling with the fact that their kids might, you know, are kind of straying, or, you know,
yeah.
they're partying, or, you know, they don't really like school. Their grades aren't good. My
yeah.
son, my daughter dropped out, and, you know, I dropped out of high school myself, and
yeah.
I thought, you know, just maybe I can put this out there and just share the hope to never lose hope. And,
right.
you know, those, sometimes those younger years and those struggling times do not always define who you're going to end up being.
Isn't that the truth? Well said, because as evidenced by you in your book and your story and how far you've come. And not only what's really cool is that you're sharing a lot of inspiration. You are an old soul. You've had a lot of experience, but also you're a genuine person. And that's what I really appreciate about you as well. You're the real
thank
deal,
you.
Girl.
Well, thank
no,
you.
No, you are. You really are. So can you share a little bit about your childhood and some of the things that you had to endure to get to where you're at today?
Well, sure. I had plenty of them, as Ooh. We all have at Ooh. Some point. But, you know, yeah, you know, there were just difficult times in my life. I think early on, I come from a long line of hairdressers. I have 27 hairdressers in my family.
No way.
My father started doing hair when he was 19 and just retired, and he's 78. And
love
he actually
it.
Still does my hair till this day.
How nice.
So
wow.
I was around the industry. So at a very young age, you know, my dad was always wanting to put these new haircuts on me, and, you oh. know, going into kindergarten and all these girls, you know, had these long, pretty braids and pigtails, you know, and I walk in with a mushroom cut.
Right.
You know?
Oh,
and
that
I
was
mean,
the Tennille kind of
Tony
dude
and Tennille. I used to sing their song, Love Will Keep Us Together,
right.
you know, in front of the mirror
so
in the bathtub
cute.
At night, and I loved her haircut. But
so
I, you know, be careful what you ask for, because
right.
there, I mean, you know, there again, I was, you know, 6 years old and or 5 years old going into kindergarten. And like I said, you know, I have this brand new short haircut, and I just can remember walking in and my kindergarten teacher just, I didn't even want to take my hat off, you know, because
sure.
kids aren't all so forgiving,
no,
you know,
no.
and it just being different,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and that was traumatizing for me. at that age, because, you know, I walked in the door and all these little kids are just staring at me and they're laughing. You got a haircut. You got a haircut.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so funny because had I not been forced to change.
Yes.
Yeah. It's made me more open to changing and not so scared of change and not to stay in my comfort zone. And, you know, if you want a new haircut, go do it. If you want to, you know, it'll grow back. If you want to go bleach blonde, go do it. You know, there's always color to cover it, you know.
Yes.
So it taught me, you know, that hard lesson of having to go through those hard times, but yet it taught me how to change. And then even carrying over into, you know, my high school days, you know, I was a very full-figured girl, as I might say.
You're the one that we were all jealous
and,
of, though.
Well.
But it's, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I, it was hard
You're
for
still
me.
Awkward.
And it
sure.
was awkward. And, you know, I hated school. I mean, I couldn't wait to get out, obviously.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
went out a little bit too early. But I hated school and just, you know, I just really kind of wanted to be invisible. I never really found that group or that I belonged to because I just, I never felt comfortable in school. But those times, you know, like I said, you know, I got the heck out of high school and, you know, went on later to finish.
Yes. And you did, and you finished way ahead of the others, by the way. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, guys, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. My special guest today is Gina Rivera. She's the author of an amazing book. It's her life's journey so far, and also wisdom and help. It's like a self-help book. She has a lot of reflections at the end of each chapter, which you can reflect on yourself and sort of apply to your life and ask yourself some of these questions. And there's really wise guidance as well. So I thank you for that. It's an autobiography. And if you'd like to, you know, email us, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, if you have any questions for Gina right here at the station, Straight Talk Doc. We're also on Facebook Live on camera here on LA Talk Radio. So if you want to see us in the studio, you can in all of our blonde glory.
Yes.
So
blondicious.
That's it, baby. That's it. So let's talk about some of the things you've talked, you know, you've quoted and said in your book. I'm going to quote you. Something you said was you ached to be heard and needed to be seen for who you were. And I like that. I think that's really, that makes you stronger, you know. So how did this personality trait help you as an adult?
Well, you know, growing up when in my younger years, I was not the easiest kid to raise. My parents used to fight on who was going to take me to school because I was, I was a nightmare. And I was just made everybody's life hell every morning, you know, going to school and all my siblings and cousins, you know, they hated playing with me because I always had to be the boss. I always had to be the one in control. I was always driving the bus and running the show and wanted to pick the teams. And, you know, it got to a point where I drove more people away in my younger years than I had friends. And, you know, the ongoing saying is that my grandmother never laid a hand on any of us granddaughters. She had five. And Gina was the one that got my butt spanked by her. So, you know, but it's one of those things that I think as a parent or, you know, you see something in somebody, they always say the younger years, what you battle the most and are the hardest are the great characteristics and traits that are going to serve them well as an adult.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And so I think I'm a true testament to that. You know, it was hard when I was young to kind of, you know, suppress that. But I was just stubborn and I was driven from an early age and it was my way. And so, you know, now what it did, it taught me, you know, I am strong and I'm stubborn and I'm driven and, you know, now being in, I don't know, so to speak, a leadership, you know, with my company, it served me. It served me well in my adult years, but I'll tell you what, the poor people around me that were before I got to be an adult, it wasn't easy.
Well, you are now and you're rocking on and, you know, it really kind of, it does. It kind of molds us to who we are today and our style. And you know, we learn, you obviously are, you know, different in that way because, I mean, you are assertive. But you're also intelligent and creative and have a lot of you know, drive to manifest all these amazing things in your beauty empire. And to have all those people in your family involved in beauty and cosmetology and aesthetician.
Yes.
And all that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a great.
It was a great industry to grow up in and be around. And, you know, I can remember sweeping hair when I was 11 years old and going to hair shows with my dad and my mom. And just being around. What I love the most is just being around and seeing how my parents made people feel when they left the salon. And
Isn't that neat?
I wanted that, like just to make someone feel really good about themselves when they left. And so I knew early on that that's where I wanted to be. And,
That's great. And also, you know, what I find is so funny is that my salon artist, she's always like, I am a therapist too.
Oh, yeah.
She says, no, you're a therapist. I know. And so she'll tell me about, let me tell you about some of my biggest cases because I don't have to have confidentiality because I'm not a therapist, you know?
Oh, yeah. I've heard lots and lots of stories. Oh. Some I loved hearing and some I just was just a little bit of too much information, but it was good.
TMR. Exactly, Gina. One of your other inspirational quotes is really cool. And you say that we need to ward off our inner demons and remember that achievements and greatness rarely arise out of remaining in our comfort zone. So we were talking about that. And because of a lot of struggles that, you know, you went through and sometimes we all go through, we really learn. And I hate to be trite, but they always say we always learn through pain.
Oh, yeah.
We always become more enlightened through pain. So can you elaborate a little bit more on how we can sort of find the courage to get out of these comfort zones? Because I think, you know, what do they say? Like 80% of our waking day activities is going on in subconscious robot mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
We're getting up. We're doing LA on the freeway. And it's just...
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. You know, I, with Color Your Life in my tour, I do speak about, you know, getting out of your box. And I believe that you grow the most when you're uncomfortable. And, you know, Undercover Boss, when we got approached to do Undercover Boss, which, you know, is no small show.
Right.
Huge. I just did not have any part of it. I didn't want to do it. I was content being behind the chair, being a mom, raising my kids.
Right.
I mean, like TV was the last thing on my thing that I could have ever even imagined doing. And so I really closed myself off to that. And I'll tell you what, I did not want to go on. I prayed that the show would get canceled.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh. No, it was horrible. It was the most horrible time in my life.
Why
but
is that?
That train, I was just, well, again, being out of your comfort zone.
Sure. Sure.
I was content in my life and I didn't want to be moved.
Right.
And I was just going on just in my average day living and that was fine with me. But I'll tell you what, I went kicking and screaming and I did it.
Good for you.
And it was the scariest thing. And during the time I, you know, cried and leaving my husband and my kids doing the show and being behind cameras all day long and just the whole out of your box. But I did it. And now looking back over it, I thank the Lord every day that I did do it because I cannot tell you the blessings that came out of it. And I'm not talking about, you know, the people that I was fortunate enough to bless. I mean, just getting inside myself, getting out of my box, growing in through that uncomfortableness. And my eyes got open to a whole new world about myself, about what I was doing, the people I was meeting that were in my company that changed me. And so, you know, some of those things can be the scariest thing in the world, but sometimes you just got to pull your nose and jump in the water and go and swim.
Right,
and
exactly.
Because you have no idea what can be on the other side.
It's so true. And it's painful. And I think that's the thing. I think most people are afraid to step out because it's scary and painful. And, you know, that pain is just kind of cool. If you look at it, it's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, then, but it's really all about, wow, that was amazing because.
Yeah.
So they had you an Undercover Boss going around to all your different salons, all your different places, stores, things
and
like that.
And, I didn't even know where I was going. So I, you know, I mean, you had a travel team of 35 producers right. that stormed in my house and
oh my
put
gosh.
My wig on, and I had to wear contacts, and I don't even wear contacts. So I have a great new respect for people that have to contacts, because I had to learn how to put them on in before the doctor would let me leave. And that was my first nervous breakdown.
Oh
I just sat in the doctor's office and I bawled and bawled, and he came over and consoled me. Gina, it's going to be okay.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
like, I can't get these contacts in. What am I doing?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
My life's been ruined.
Right, exactly.
So, but it was good.
Oh, that's neat. So you got through it, and I'll have to tune into that, because I think it'll be really fun. And I'm sure you helped out a lot of your employees as well, which is super. By the way, guys, thank you so much for emailing me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I'm going to ask some of these questions coming up, because I know that y'all know who Gina is, Gina Rivera. She's come out with a brand new book. It's called A Mirror and a Prayer. And it's about her life journey and a lot of wisdom that she shares along the way. Sort of a self-help book for you to reflect. She has a lot of reflections at the end of each chapter, too, that you can read and reflect on in your own life about ways to get out of your comfort zone, ways to sort of think differently, and what can motivate you. And also something that I really, God, I always tell people this every day in my office, is own it. Taking yeah. your own responsibility for your mistakes. And there's no, you know, so many people, because I think in their upbringing, have been shamed about, you know, doing something wrong, or, you know, there's a deep subconscious mm-hmm. trigger from people of like, I just can't, it's my pride and I can't admit it. And it's from being a little person, and here we are adults, and then we just can't say, you know what, I screwed up. And wow, because I thought it would,
yeah,
or my ego was involved, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to just be clear about that is so powerful.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, I made a lot of bad choices in my life, and, you know, especially during my wild out years, and, you know, probably ran with people I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I dabbled in this and dabbled in that. And to your point, I think one of the biggest things that I had to learn was to forgive myself,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because I had to stop thinking, okay, you know what? You know, I dropped out of high school and I just wanted to go away because it was a stupid mistake that I did, and I just wanted to go away, so I'm going to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yes.
you know, you're right. You have to own it. You have to take responsibility, and it's probably one of the hardest things that is to do.
Right.
But you have to learn to forgive yourself.
Yes.
Own it, you know, and I did. It, as hard as it was, I dropped out of high school at 16, almost 17 years old, and I went back to high school at 20.
Good
and
for you,
I went
girl.
Back into the classroom,
yes.
you know, with my tail between my legs and just my head down. But I was like, I just had to do it for myself. I didn't
yes.
even want my diploma. I just had to know, you know what, I have to rectify this for with myself
for you.
Before I can move on. And
yes.
so, you know, I think so many people just define, they think that because of one mistake or a few or 20
right.
or 50, that's going to define them. And they
exactly.
have to just live that life because they did it, but you don't, you know,
right.
you forgive yourself, you move on and own them, you know, don't
mm-hmm.
be ashamed. Like
yeah.
nobody's too good to make a mistake.
Thank you. Exactly.
I mean, there's nobody out there that has not made a mistake, you know? And
gosh, yeah.
so you might as well just face it and,
yeah.
you know, it's hard. I mean,
yeah,
I've had to
sure.
learn, teach myself that and, you know, eat my own words, but
well, hey.
You know, you got to do it.
And that's wonderful. You know that too, because you're making an example for your kids, you know, so that's amazing. And and they, you know, they're really probably healthy little people, and they're benefiting from that. Really. No, it's lovely. They see
well,
mom
yeah.
so successful and dad and such a great, you know, life and everything like that. So
I have to
you,
tell
girl.
You a few
yeah.
chapters,
yeah.
they would come in and they would be like, Mom,
right?
Who are you?
Oh, right.
I'm like, yeah, read it, but you guys ever do it, you're in trouble. You
that's
know?
Right. That's right. Who is this
do
person?
Not do what I do. Do
that's
as
right.
I say.
That's
yeah,
there you go. You're so funny. That's right. And that's the lesson of, you know, being okay about making our mistakes and owning it
yeah.
and like that. See, I went through this for you, honey, kids, so you wouldn't have to.
That's right.
Because it's not really fun, you know. So there you go. That is. It's a common thing that I always tell people to, you know, forgive yourself. We do carry around. We beat ourselves up all the time. Wow, I should have. Or how did I come off? Or I wonder what they're thinking or something like that. It just doesn't matter. It's just be authentic. We all screw up. We all say dumb things. We all act goofy. It doesn't really matter.
Yep.
So, you know, but this is lovely. And the messages that you have shared in this book as well, it's called A Mirror and a Prayer by Gina, sitting right here with me today on the couch. Something else that is perplexing to a lot of people out there who write me and in my office and work is trying to get in touch with our intuition. You know, so so there's always, to me, what I hear, and personally speaking, there's always a sort of a line here. There's always a fight between how do I know it's my intuition talking to me about a relationship, an opportunity in a work environment, stepping out of my comfort zone and going for it, and how do I know that these things coming to me are intuition or are they based on fear? You know, because we all do that. We all say, oh, I have this idea, and then we're going, wait a minute. Is that fear-based?
Right.
You know, so what
right.
was it? How do you suggest that people get in touch with their intuition? And
well, you know, what helped me personally that I'm not shy to speak of is my faith. And, you know, I'm very, even growing up and through my wild years, I always had a relationship with the Lord. And,
you
know, he's my boss. And there, I do not get out of bed without doing my devotions or, you know, praying for the day just for that guidance and discernment. So, you know, whatever it is you do, meditate, pray, you know, read, just start your day off with good food. Good spiritual food and in your mind and pray for those discernment and that you know tug on my heart where I need to be but there again trusting yourself. And I feel like there are so many times that we can overthink something, and so we want to do something and we're fear, but most of that fear is driven by just constantly second guessing. You know, just that trust, like, am I doing it? You're overthinking it. Like I'm making a small thing way bigger than it needs to be.
Yes.
And so I feel like as long as you have a passion for something and you love what you're doing and you have a mission of why you're doing it, then it's hard, easier said than done, but you have to just start telling yourself that you can. I mean, you just have to get, you know, anytime you start going down that rabbit hole of fear or I can't do it, you got to just do it and you got to go and you can't look back.
Yes.
Because you know what? It might not work and it might work, but you don't know. But I personally wanted to get away from living, oh, I should have done that or I could have done that or I, you know, I thought about doing that a long time ago. So my motto is just do it. I mean, you really don't have anything to lose. Nobody's ever going to take your birthday away.
Yeah,
no matter what happens, you're going to always, you know, I mean, what's the worst? But I think you guys got to trust yourself. You got to go and just really have a mission and a cause behind what you're doing. And I think that you can make anything work.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Exactly. I love the way you say, you know, too, that you wake up every morning and do your devotions. Good for you. I mean, you know, it's amazing because so much of the literature today, you know, with even neurobiologists, you know, scientists and everything, you know, they say you have to set the tone of your day and where you put your consciousness first thing in the morning, that consciousness, when you connect to your higher source and the Lord, or you connect to whoever your higher, you know, spiritual guides or whatever you're into, you know, whatever that is. And whatever your faith is about, but when you get up and you're in that place, you're ready and you're open. You set the tone of your day by tuning in to that joy and that love and that connection. I mean, you're sending stuff already out there into what scientists are calling the field. I mean, truly, you know, they call it that, and it really has a lot to do, you know, with how healthy we are, and. People that do that, they have these statistics and studies about people that set the tone of their day with prayer, with devotions, you know, with discernment. They are more successful. They are happier people on the whole. That's who they are. They do really well. And it's just, it is what it is. It's getting your head into that space.
And it's, I feel that it just gives me strength, and I love doing it right away in the morning before really I do anything.
Yes.
I mean, my kids, even they know that the first, you know, 40 minutes of my morning that mom is in her Bible. And I mean, you know, it's got to be a big emergency, because I need that spiritual food just to give me the strength, because we're going to all have something that we're going to have to overcome that day, whether it's business, personal, physical, what have you. And I think that it's important that you ask for that guidance and get that strength.
Beautiful. And you talk about also being, you know, focusing on being more positive. I mean, that's the thing that's so cool too. And some people, you know, I work with too, they just say, well, I'm just working so hard to get where I'm at. I just can't get through it. I'm not that positive. I can't, you know, I can't overcome my fears. I just can't hold on to a positive thought. I can write these affirmations. I am successful. I am intelligent. But I don't believe them.
Yep.
It's like, how do you get people really energized to get into overcoming some of their, you know, lethargy and depression? And
right. For me, early on in my career, I was working in my first salon, and right out of school. And I was going in, I had gotten called into my manager's office, and I thought I was going to get a promotion. Mm-hmm. And she sat me down and she said, Gina, I just really feel like I tell you that I don't think you have what it takes to make it in the industry. And she said, I know that you come from a long line of hairdressers and they're all successful, but she said, I really feel like as a person, I'm doing you a disservice by telling you that this is the career path you should go down. And so I got told you can't.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
You know, you can't do something. And that really was very, changed me immediately because I thought to myself, you know what, who are you to tell me that I can't do something that I love to do, you know, and I'm going to do it. But it's funny because it really opened up to my eyes. And I speak about that again with Color Your Life about, I would tell myself I can't, you know, I would get up right away in the mornings and be like, oh, I can't do that. I want to do that. I always automatically went to, I can't, I want to, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the, probably you have to become disciplined.
Yes.
You have got to discipline and let it be an exercise that anytime you go to say, I can't, you got to stop yourself and say, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I am a firm believer in speaking into existence.
Yes.
And I think that once you have to retrain your mind. And I mean, I'm not here like preaching the Bible, but I'm just saying in my own personal, I mean, I had to do that with myself. And I have to remind myself daily to be disciplined and say, you know what? I'm not going to think about the negative sides of that. I'm going to think about the positive first.
Yes.
Before
yes.
I think about the negative, if the negative at all.
Yes. Good for you. And you just have to work on it. It's a matter, like you said, of training your brain every day.
It's hard.
Repetition and rehearsal. It is hard. And, you know, it's really hard, especially when you've, you know, fallen hard times, or you're in a job that you hate or, you know,
it's
whatever.
Hard.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's hard.
Thanks for that. That's awesome. By the way, guys, I think we have a caller on the line here. 323-203-0815. And let's see if they're on the air. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle and Gina. Hello? Hello? No, you're not. Hello? Let's see if you're there. All right, we're going to keep on going here on the show. But if you... Okay, we're going to try to pull you up on the air. Call back again, okay? So we can get straight on this. Let's do that. Okay, that would be awesome. Anyway, let's move on, because I think that's really an important point, is we have to slowly train our brains to get into doing what you're doing. And that's the way you did it, is you didn't take those negative words when that person said, oh, you'll never be right. Knowing you, it fueled you even more to just rock it, you know, and get into it and just say, no, I'm not going to. Hey, this is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, So I think that's really cool that you just went for it. By the way, the book is called A Mirror and a Prayer by Gina Rivera. You've seen Gina before. She was on Undercover Boss. She, the reality show, of course, that you've probably seen, guys, in Phoenix. She's been all over the place. Now, you have a show going on right now, too. And it's the Color. What is that called? The Color. That'll color your life. That's the stage show. Inspirational.
Yes.
Stuff.
So back after I did undercover boss. Again, Jason, my husband with his ideas.
Yeah.
He said, I think you ought to just go on and speak about that. And,
yeah.
And of course, color is my big thing and being in the industry. And
yeah.
So basically color, I did a Color Your Life tour where I did in Las Vegas. I actually did kind of a more fun, huge production where I actually transformed to somebody. But since then, I have a scaled back version where I've traveled around to beauty schools. And basically, I just, you know, each letter in color just kind of reflected on something back in my life that I did, like, you know, all the can'ts and the I can't, and you can't, and then getting out of your box and loving what you do and taking those opportunities, and unfortunate things are going to happen to you, and, you know, building the relation, you know, becoming a master of relationship.
Yes.
And so it's been really fun to speak about that again, just bring you through my journey and, you know, how things, you know, inspired myself, and being able to go out and speak about it, especially to younger kids, is really, I love it. It's where my heart is, and just to see their young minds and still in their confusion, and to just be, you know, somebody that, like you said, has just kind of been on a path and where I am today and where I started.
Who are some of the most influential people to you that really have helped you in your journey, no matter who they are? I mean, not even necessarily in your family, or, you know, people that you have met in media or throughout your journey?
I think number one has been my husband, Jason. Mm-hmm. He's been the most influential. You know, I love his advice, and he's always there to pick me up when I fall. So that my father was a huge and still is. You know, he is just a great person and has a great outlook on things. And you know, I've had different, you know, teachers just that have stuck with me. Maybe just that they said one sentence during class one day that, you know, just transformed me. Or but I have to say, I get a lot of inspiration from my own kids.
Absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful.
My
I love
kids,
that.
They teach me so much and strive me to be better every day. And they are kids, but I cannot tell you how they influence me on a day. You know,
isn't
just
that wonderful?
Maybe a good choice that they made, or they had a good attitude about, I don't know, going to a workout when I was just on the treadmill and I was like, good Lord, this is just, what am I doing? I mean, just even the littlest things, I think that we can learn a lot from our kids.
Isn't that true? I mean, and they're, you know, the next generation.
They're simple minds.
And they're brilliant. They're closer to the light, you know. So
I know.
And they're wise. They're coming back
and teach
us.
Sometimes too wise.
I know.
Although they're very useful, especially when it comes to like all my phone stuff and tech stuff. Man, I call on my kids.
Oh,
they
you
can
got
navigate
that right.
through that stuff like psh.
They're brilliant. I know, they really are. We have a caller on the line. I see we've had several calls come through, and according to the information here at the station, some of them, you know, the Skype isn't working, but it seems to be doing so now, and we have a caller on the line. We're talking about an inspirational book. It's called A Mirror and a Prayer by Gina Rivera. She is one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the country. You've seen her on TV. Hi, who's this on the air with us today? Hello?
Hey, Dr. Michelle.
Oh, hi.
Dr. Michelle?
Yeah.
This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
Hi, Daniel.
Doing amazing. Hey, Dr. Lynn. Wow. Thank you so much for taking this call. I tried to call in a couple of times. A long time listener.
Sorry.
Dr. Michelle, you've helped me so many times throughout life unknowingly. I want to thank you for that. I've been listening to you since about 2008. And it's really... really just been helping me. And I've called in a couple times before, but this show I listen to every single Friday, and this show for some reason hits really deep. You always have really amazing guests. There's something really, really special about today's guests. And
thanks, buddy. I appreciate
I have a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
I don't want to take up your guys' valuable time. I did have a question though. And
no worries. Wonderful. This is great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. And it's Dr. Lynn, right? Is that correct, Dr. Lynn?
It's Dr. Michelle. And here we have Gina, who's the author of the book, A Mirror and a Prayer. I don't know. I think you've been listening. She's a founder and president of one of the fastest growing salon companies in the beauty industry. You know, she's been all over the media and really, you know, just made such a success of her life and her businesses. And she's a real deal.
Actually, I saw, Dr. Michelle, I did see your social media post, and I did check it out before. So that's why I was so excited to call and get through. Gina, everything that you have been talking about throughout the show, I couldn't resonate deeper. The question that I had for you is, it's a double-ended question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So number one, it was perfect timing that right before LA Talk Radio was able to take my call, you guys were talking about children being more high-tech, DNA-wise, maybe, you know, they're more activated, they're more in tune with, you know, these higher levels of consciousness that a lot of people seem to be moving into as this, you know, paradigm shift continues to happen on this planet. So my question is, I am a 31-year-old man, and I do have a fiance, and I have a 1.5-year-old daughter. So
nice.
Within my heart, I've always felt a deep, deep desire to teach people my passion of assisting them in how to really actually meditate. There's, as you know, Gina, you know, a lot of people can kind of say, oh yes, I meditated by listening to my favorite song on the way to work. Yep, that was my meditation. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I'm really talking about going deep in the meditation. So I love teaching people that. But simultaneously, I see that my daughter is teaching me so many things that I thought I knew about consciousness and spirituality or myself. And I, through just observing her, have had to recalibrate my understanding of myself, my surroundings, my environment, the relationships that I have with all people in my life, including all things in my life. And I guess my question is, Regina, would you say that would you say that there is a possibility that my daughter has the DNA or somehow, you know, through having 23 of my chromosomes has the same desire to teach meditation. I want her to do whatever she wants to do. If she wants to be a soccer player, I want her to do that. If she wants to be a gymnast, I want her to do that. Mm-hmm. If she wants to be a public speaker, I want her to do that. Whatever she wants to do. If she wants to code computers, I want her to do that. I just want to know if you think that spirituality, consciousness is transferable through DNA.
That's an interesting question. Well, I don't know. I never, you know, I've heard the personality traits now they're studying is transferable through DNA. Of course, all of our physical traits, good and bad, of course, we're half and half of parents, and I'm sure you're seeing that with your child.
Yes.
But, you know, so what you're saying, you're asking is, for me, and I don't know, you know, this is interesting because Gina was just talking about her children and, you know, how they're teaching her. So it's more like, I think you can teach your daughter too, because she's coming from a new place and you can teach her whatever your faith is, whatever your practice is. And, I don't know, I guess that's helping answer your question a little bit, because that's what we do is we make good examples to our children. And that's the way they learn too. So, and they also take on our faith, and usually they do. Mm-hmm. So,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure.
And I guess I'm so sorry if I'm unclear. The core of my question would be how to find passion, how to take the feeling of passion, of wanting to share that with my family and my loved ones, knowing that I can see it in my eyes or see it in her eyes. She's so high tech. My question is, how do I teach my 1 year old, 1.5 year old daughter how to meditate?
I guess. Well, I don't know if that's going to happen right now. Oh my gosh. I guess she's probably looking at your eyes and just feeling the love that you give her. You know, I think that's where it's at. Right.
I agree. Yeah. I think you just getting up and the fact that you care so much about her and love her so much, I think she can see that and feel that. And, you know, I try to be a good example with my kids. And, you know, that's really, I feel all I can do as a mom is try my best and just know that I love them no matter what. And, you know, I'm going to try to develop good habits on my side so my kids at least see that and let them come into their own, you know?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Exactly. And that's the way we could do it. Listen, Daniel, thank you so much for calling. We're going to have to scoot real soon, but I appreciate you calling in so much. And and blessings to you and your darling little family.
Yeah. God bless you, Daniel. Best wishes.
God bless you.
You're a wonderful person. Keep being you.
As are you. You can. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle, Gina, both of you. Keep raising the vibration of this planet. I unconditionally love both of you, and thank you for taking your precious sacred time to help me and speak with me. You guys have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thanks.
And I'll be tuning in next Friday.
Thanks a lot, Daniel. Appreciate your listenership.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. Love you.
Love you. Bye bye.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you. Bye.
Nice fella. Cute. I know. How cute is that?
I love that.
I really want listeners to find out how they can get a hold of your book, Gina, and also find out about your inspirational stage show, Color Your Life, how to find out more about you online and what you're doing and you're up to and all of your businesses. And get into your Facebook and all that stuff. So what's the best way?
So Facebook, I'm on Gina Rivera, and Instagram, Beauty Expert Gina. My salons are on Phoenix Salon Suite through the website. The book you can get on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. And so I really much can be reached anyway. So I'd love for you guys to friend me and follow me and keep me looped in on your lives. And
exactly. And I'm going to hold this up to the Facebook Live, LA Talk Radio, A Mirror and a Prayer by Gina. If you can see it right now, guys, it's a great book. It's not only a wonderful story about Gina and her life and what she's been through and the lessons she's learned to become so successful today. It's also really great. It's great reflections in there for you all to think about, some things to practice as well to better your lives. And she also quotes from the Bible and some really amazing quotes too that you can learn from. So thank you so much for being
here.
You're so lovely.
You are too. Thank you for having me. And
my pleasure.
I wish you all the blessings. You're wonderful. Thank you,
Gina. You too. Take good care so much.
All right.
Thanks for being live in the studio. This is awesome. I love this. All right. There's my guys. There's my Capital Sons doing their thing in the background. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, and appreciate you being on the couch today with my special guest, Gina Rivera. All the shows will be up in the archives when we get off the air. You know I'm on iTunes for free, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. We're on Facebook Live. Hopefully you recorded that today, and also here on the web site on LA Talk Radio. You can download and replay the show as soon as we get off the air. And also in the archives, we'll find out more about how you can get in touch with Gina or find out about everything that she is involved in. All right, guys, thanks for listening. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Love you. Got you.